Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste and blessings. Welcome to Meditative Living. This Swami welcomes you with great love and great respect from the heart of all. This Swami brings you the teachings, the blessings, and the Shakti of His Holiness, Mahamandaleshwar Paramahamsa Swarupananda Vishwaguru Maharaj Swami of Los Angeles, California, who in 2007 came the very first white-skinned, American-born human being on this planet to be invited into the rank of the Mahamandaleshwar, whose dharma it is to disseminate and defend Sanatana Dharma on this planet, much more commonly referred to as Hinduism. For those that have been following this series, the Swami has been reading from the Chittakasha Gita of Bhagwan Nityananda of Ganesh Puri. This is a collection of things Nityananda said, gathered up on scraps of paper and things, because Nityananda, who this Swami is a descendant from in our lineage, and has had the enormous blessings of interacting with in the subtle. He was a very different kind of human, even amongst those within the Swami ranks and things. He was very different. He did not give long discourses and teachings in that way. He just didn't do that. But on occasion, he would say things. Because, see, he rarely ever even spoke to anybody about much of anything. Well, a group of his disciples took to writing these things down, and they collected them all up. And under the attention of a woman named Tulsi Amma, they were put together. She asked Nityananda if she could publish this, what came to become the Chittakasha Gita. And he was basically, I don't know that he even spoke in order to, he just kind of like, he nods his head a lot. He just, yeah, whatever. So here we have it. The one this Swami is reading from, this text of his sayings, his sutras, if you will, exists in a number of different forms with a number of different commentaries. This Swami is accessing it from www.suprememeditation.org. A man named Acharya Kedar put together this particular Chittakasha Gita, the verses and commentary. So, this Swami will continue with the verses and commentary if this Swami sees where this Swami mind or words could expand a little bit or help with a little bit, then I will step away from the text. Otherwise, this is pretty much going to be just sharing the text. Verse 101. Nityananda said, when a boy has passed the first standard and he goes to the second standard, books of the first standard are no longer required by him. When a man is in sound sleep, he sees neither the stars, nor the sun, nor the moon. He is aware of nothing. Then the mind is nil. Sleep is a subtle condition. It is not gross. In sound sleep, we are not conscious of the body. Then we are conscious of Atma alone. We will have sleep when prana is in a fixed plane in the body. When the ego is completely destroyed, everything seems to be like reflection. The mind's delusion is not permanent. It is not Shiva. Acharya Kedar's commentary. When a student graduates from a class and moves on to another, he is no longer concerned with the books he used in the class he just graduated from. In the same way, when you pass into sound sleep, you no longer experience the objects from your waking state, and you are no longer concerned with them. You are not aware of anything in deep sleep because the mind has stopped completely and merged into a void. For this reason, deep sleep is a subtle condition. It is a different plane than the waking state and is very close to God. In deep sleep, you lose all body consciousness and are surrounded by divine consciousness. It is the Atman in which you are floating during deep sleep. The ultimate sleep occurs when prana shakti has pierced all the other three states of being, waking state, dream state, and deep sleep, then becomes centered in the Sahasrara, which is the crown chakra at the top of the skull. When this occurs, the ego is completely destroyed, and all objects are recognized as being mere reflections of God Shiva. The delusion of the individual mind is not permanent. Only that, which always has been, always is, and always will be, only that, capital T, which is both the cause and the effect, only that Shiva is permanent. Kindly allow this Swami to step away from the text to add here. There are various practices we can utilize while transitioning between awake and asleep that will assist us to catch that moment where the transition happens and kind of stick our face into what's beyond both of them. And that's one of the approaches we utilize in this particular Swami's lineage. Because until you are firmly established and seated outside the three changing states, waking, dreaming, deep sleep, until you are completely outside of them and comfortable there, there's still work to be done. Growth needs to take place. So, continue. Focus on that goal. And then, it doesn't matter what you have or haven't read. Doesn't matter what you can or cannot do. None of that stuff matters. Once you get out to that point, now there's still more going on. Beyond even that. But just having the concept in your mind that this is real, it can really happen. And you don't have to be Superman to do it. You just got to be conscious and focus yourself in that direction. Yeah. Oh, my very self, listening right now, live or in the archive, as all the humans, please, please accept this Swami's word that you can do this. Titles be damned. Try. If you will make one sincere step towards inner knowledge, it will. Now, it takes a while. This ain't a weekend course. And there's a whole lot of people out there that want to charge you a whole bunch of money to give you blah, 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 blah. Those are businessmen. This Swami doesn't want your money. This Swami wants you to grow. and I would give it to you as freely as it was given to me. I love you very, very much. And many of you will never know me, and that's fine. Thank you for allowing this Swami to be of service. Back to the text. Verse 102. Nityananda said, when a man has become a graduate in law, he receives a university gown. This gown covers the body from head to foot. It has four hands. By this, he's referring to two hands, two legs. When sat and chit become united, we have ananda, brahmananda, paramananda, sri satchitananda, sri yogananda, shivananda too. When we discard worldly pleasures, we enjoy divine pleasures. When we realize the truth, jiva, we enjoy ananda. Acharya Kedar's commentary. When a person graduates from university, he or she is covered from head to foot in a cap and gown. This covering is quite regal, but also illusory, since it has nothing to do with what the graduate will retain and use. In the same way, the body, no matter how fit and how perfect looking, it too is a facade, an illusion that has little to do with the reality. When sat, or being, and chit, or awareness, become united, you experience the bliss of the absolute and the omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence of Shiva dawns on you. When you turn away from worldly pleasures and worries, let me add, you enjoy these divine pleasures. When you realize the truth about the limitation of the body, the mind, and the senses, you enjoy supreme bliss. Upset. Verse 103, Nityananda said, those who have no guru have not realized the truth. In this world, there is no effect without cause. When the darkness in this world has appeared as light, that is called jnana, darkness. Is ignorance. Light is knowledge. Do not be a hypocrite and earn fame. Acharya Kedar's commentary. It is not possible to be set on your own path without first surrendering to and following the instructions of one who knows. Only the person who obeys can command. In this world, there is no effect without cause. What is learned well is first by a master. The guru is such a person. Only a siddha, a liberated sage, a perfected master of yoga, can awaken Kundalini Shakti in you and guide you from the darkness of your own ignorance into the light of divine consciousness, known as jnana, ignorance of the self and attachment to sense pleasures and worldly pleasures is what we call darkness. The experience of God within and the act of merging your individual identity into Shiva is what we call light or jnana. Once you are set on your own path by Guru and you experience your full worth inside, do not be a hypocrite by trying to earn fame. Remain humble and share your wisdom with others. In order to do so, let's go to verse 104. Nityananda said, say what you do and do what you say. The shortest one out of all of these. Acharya Kedar's commentary. For a yogi seeking liberation, it is extremely important to align one's actions with divine intelligence. As you progress on the spiritual path, become aware of the vibration you are creating with your speech and make the effort to align your speech and actions with the divine will of God. This is very necessary in the quest for truth and wisdom. Verse 105. Nityananda said, before you die, leave the forest path and follow the royal road. When you are on your deathbed, you may suffer the agonies of hell. Your prana being obstructed by the three humors, vata, pitta, and kapha. Acharya Kedar's commentary. You can only become liberated. You can only realize God completely while alive in the body. Many people believe that they should eat, drink, and party for as long as they are physically able, putting off the very possibility of spiritual practice until old age. Many do not even consider God until they are on their deathbed. At this point, it is too late. The future is uncertain at best. Before you die, stop wandering in the forest of illusion that is this world and take up the royal road of spiritual attainment. Spiritual practice cannot be taken up when you are suffering the agony of a body that is near death. If the subtle body, the sushumna, has not been purified of all latent impressions at the time of death, it is not possible to go direct to God. So, you should take up spiritual practice under the guidance of a master. Now. Do it now. Sonic, let's run the break, and we'll be back on Meditative Living. Thank you.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva.
Question. I'm going to continue with the text here, but if anyone rings through Skype or hits their phone 347-996-5515, any question, comment, complaint, anything is welcome in the next half hour. I'll step away from the text and address anything from anyone if you care to do so. Okay, Sonic, you got it?
Yep.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Verse 106, Nityananda said, there are many people in this world to take care of those who have passed the ICS, but there is none to inquire about the path to divinity. No one can describe what the bliss of mukti means and what it is. That religion which was taught by Shiva from the beginning of creation is one and one only. Acharya Kedar's commentary. There are gurus, and then there are gurus. There are siddhas. Remember, a siddha means a perfected being, one who is fully enlightened, stable in enlightenment, and fully liberated. Their only purpose in continuing to breathe and occupy a physical form is to share what they know. The world is full of experts on this and that, waiting to advise you at every turn. But few are those who can lead you directly within yourself to God. The bliss of liberation cannot be described. It must be experienced. To experience it, you need agency. That agency is grace. And grace comes from a master. The Siddha path is that path that has been taught by Lord Shiva since the beginning of time. It is the path Kundalini Shakti travels in the Sushumna Nadi to union with Shiva in the Sahasrara, in the crown chakra at the head. This becomes the easy path imparted and guided by a Siddha. It is the only path that grants stable enlightenment and liberation. Stepping aside from the text. In today's information age, so many want to say, want to tell, want to sell what they think. They've had samadhi experiences. They'll sell you a $300 weekend seminar. But they haven't finished the path yet. The purest of the pure have no use for your energy, your money, or anything else. They want to hand you something. Most people ain't got time. They're too busy. Kardashians are coming on. Isn't there a ball game tonight? Oh, I got to get drunk and laid. Whatever. It takes a focused, determined effort to become anywhere near a master. And even once one reaches a point such as that, it's never what you thought it would be. It's very different. Let's return to the text. Verse 107, Nityananda said, adversity given by Shiva is no adversity. Sorrow given by Shiva is no sorrow. It is your mental delusion. At the time of our birth on this earth, there is some difficulty. So also at the end. When man comes out of their mother's womb, tears trickle down their eyes. Acharya Kedar's commentary. We are all subject to the law of karma. Past actions will be suffered in the present life. Karma involves both suffering and delight. Both pleasure and pain. What you experience in this life is a direct result of past life actions, not just what you've done this week. Therefore, you are entirely responsible. The purpose of the spiritual path is to lead you to the understanding that will get you to stop creating new karma for yourself, whether it be good or bad. It is due to karma that you have taken a birth at all. Your present lifetime exists for the purpose of working out the karmas you created in past lifetimes. That's why you are here. This is why the newborn's first action upon birth is to cry. It knows that it has suddenly entered the realm of limitation where all consequences of actions must be suffered. On the spiritual path, Shiva creates obstacles to test you, to obliterate your ego, and to remove anything that is an obstacle to you realizing Him and finding yourself within yourself. This type of adversity is really no adversity at all. It is God's grace, God's blessing on your life. Once you are liberated, no new karmas are created. And upon your death, you will not return to the physical bodies. This is the goal of sadhana, to prevent future suffering births by removing your ignorance of the truth. You may not always perceive grace as being pleasant, but that's due to your own ego and your own resistance. When you surrender completely to grace, your mind becomes so positive, you experience all circumstances, whether good or bad, as a gift. In this way, you become invincible while still in the body. Verse 108. Nityananda said, "All is Shiva. Justice and its opposite, both are Shiva. O mind, leave off injustice and be one with justice." Acharya Kedar's commentary. This world appearance is the result of Shiva's Maya. Due to Maya, we experience duality. However, this duality, this diversity, is a perception created by Shiva himself. Therefore, justice and injustice both belong to Shiva. Both are created by him. A true yogi chooses justice over injustice, meaning he or she chooses to face his or her karmas rather than trying to avoid them or make them someone else's responsibility. Facing the karma you have created is justice. A yogi realizes his own power of existence is God's power. Understanding this, a yogi becomes very mindful of how he is vibrating and what he is putting out. Therefore, the yogi's responsibility is also to choose justice over injustice in order to spread virtue in this world. In this way, one becomes very pure. Verse 109. Nityananda said, "Omkar is one without a second. Omkar is the cause of both creation and dissolution. Omkar destroys manas," which means mind. "Omkar is really the Atman in you. Omkar is indivisible. A divisible object can never be indivisible. From the beginning, there is only one religion taught by Shiva. If you sit in a room closing the doors, you do not see anything outside. When the doors are closed, Jiva communes with Shiva. When the doors are not closed, Jiva is separate from Shiva. Acharya Kedar's commentary. The mantra, Om, is the sound of Spanda Shakti. It creates and destroys. Om is the primordial vibration from which the universe is created and by which it is also dissolved. Om is the self inside you. Becoming absorbed in its vibration stills the mind. Om is indivisible. Objects, people, places, things, are only a reflection of this vibration. Therefore, they are divisible. From the beginning, the path to liberation is only the religion taught by Shiva. Shiva consciousness, or God consciousness, divine consciousness, is the goal. When you close the doors of your wandering mind and withdraw your entire attention inside yourself, the world disappears and you commune with Shiva, with God, with divine source. When you open the doors of your mind and focus your attention inside, the world is created again and you are separated from Shiva, because in that moment he is concealed from you. Verse 110. Nityananda said, Omkar is indivisible. Omkar is creation. Omkar is maya, action, manas, which means mind, consciousness, light of consciousness. Chitta, the movement, is the cause of desire. Acharya Kedar's commentary. Omkar, the primordial vibration, is indivisible. It is the descent of chitti that is responsible for the creation, sustenance, and withdrawal of all universes. Om becomes maya and the city of eight. It contracts to become all the objects of this world and all other worlds. It is the Shakti that assumes all the forms of all world appearances. Chitta is the individual I consciousness. It is the jiva, the individual bound and limited soul. This is the cause of desire and craving. Verse 111. Nityananda said, Sat is the one indivisible. It is the one subtle, which is everlasting, always changing. Acharya Kedar's commentary. Divine consciousness has two aspects, the transcendental and the immanent, which means worldly, something your senses can get a hold of. Sat is also known as the transcendental aspect, or the static, the still aspect of Shiva. Chit, awareness, is Spanda, the active aspect. This is his immanent aspect as well as his transcendental aspect. Chit, in its immanent aspect, is this world appearance which is always changing. In truth, Shiva and his Shakti are one in the same. It is Sat that is the transcendental and changeless aspect of Shiva, which is also Shakti in its purest form. Verse 112. Nityananda said, when the Sat unites with Chit, when the stillness unites with the moving, the result is Ananda, which means bliss. This Ananda is Satchidananda, Sri Nityananda, which means eternal bliss, Sri Paramananda, which means beyond bliss, union of Jiva, the soul, and Paramatma, God, is Ananda, Yogananda, Paramananda, Satchidananda, Brahmananda, Shivananda, all of that. Acharya Kedar's commentary. When Shiva unites with Shakti in the crown chakra, in the head, stays there, the result is the experience of the bliss of the self. This bliss is the being awareness of God. It is divine consciousness. It is one without a second. When you merge your individual identity in that, there is union of the Jiva with Shiva. This union is Shiva consciousness. Verse 113. Nityananda said, you must see that God who is in the heart space. Yes, you must see him. You must see that Krishna who is eternal bliss. It is delusion to regard stone as God. Pain of death given by Shiva is no pain. All sorrow is mental delusion. Praise God within yourself. Praise him in your head. You must know the secret of Parabrahma, who is eternal joy. Yes, you must know that secret. Look for him in the heart. See him with your inner eye, not with the outer. See the royal road with the internal eye. Leave the downward path and come to the central path. The downward path is that followed by those people who decorate the external body without knowing the secret. Acharya Kedar's commentary. For seekers of the truth, for those sincerely wanting liberation, the desire to see God, to experience him in his most exalted state, must be cultivated. Find God not in a stone statue, inside yourself. Through spiritual practice, offering all your desires to Shiva, the death of the senses, the death of the ego, the death of your limited identification with the body comes easily. In this state, to the yogi, even the universe dies, and only God is then seen. There is no pain in this death. It is actually Nityananda, the incomparable, eternal bliss. The secret, praising God, the secret of all puja, or worship, the secret of doing oblations, the secret of service to God, this secret is the practice of merging your consciousness in the space between the breaths. It is the secret of hamsa that carries the prana to the head, where it enters into Shiva himself, the great heart that is in the head, not in the chest. Looking inside, you find God. Turn away from the pursuit of sense pleasures and worldly pleasures and become absorbed in your own self. The downward path is that path that takes you away from God through the false notion that you are the body and that this body is all there is. Verse 114. Nityananda said, "No one is mad in this world." Another very short one. Acharya Kedar's commentary. No person is more or less intelligent than another. No person is greater than another. All people are God. At one time, everyone was wise. Everyone knew his or her true primordial nature. Eventually, everyone will tread the spiritual path back. Sooner or later, you will have to retrace your steps back to your true identity. For this reason, all are the same. Verse 115. Nityananda said, "Leave the gross pleasures and enjoy the subtle pleasures. Leave off the physical sleep and enjoy the subtle sleep. Enjoy that sleep which is eternal. This sleep is enjoyed only in our subtle state. Burn to ashes the delusion of the mind." Acharya Kedar's commentary. If, by Shaktipat and your own spiritual practice, you turn away from worldly pleasures, you can enjoy the eternal, subtle pleasure of your own divine state. The bliss of this state is incomparable. It is the subtle sleep that is more satisfying than even physical sleep. Leave off the sense pleasures of the body and become one with your own eternal bliss. This supreme state can only be experienced when the mind dissolves and all thoughts, notions, and ideas of this and that have been destroyed. These are burned to ashes in the fire. The Swami is going to end the text at that point and encourage you. If you've been able to stick with listening to this, for many, this is going to be difficult. This is going to kick you in places you don't want to get kicked. This is perhaps going to entice you. This is perhaps going to frustrate you. It's okay. It's all part of the program, all part of the process. The Maya, the world appearance,
is very, very good at what it does.
It's not just add water and stir and you become free from it. No. Many moments must be watched with vigilance and correct understanding. Then sorting between the available responses, it's hard work. It's hard work, but it's worth it. And it's not about gaining anything but the truth of yourself. Not selling your powers. The Swami's had powers. They're not worth anything. They're a distraction. Be of service to others. When you have the opportunity, help. It's very natural in us. If we see a child or an elderly person fall, what's the natural reaction? You move to help before you even really think about it, right? That's natural. Follow that type of response to anything in your life, and you'll be moving in the right way. Namaste. And blessings. The Swami thanks you so very much for allowing the service. Om Namo Narayana. Om Namo Narayana.